1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Okay, hey, 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 hey. This is the 24th of March. It is 2020-2025. Giving it kind of a build up there. 2020-2025. What the fuck is this? I don't want this shit. I don't install updates. Dig me, Apple and Microsoft and all you motherfuckers. I don't install updates. Huh? If my techs come along, if some of the people that help me with the studio, if they say, Phil, you ought to, you know, maybe probably update this computer with some of these, sure. But I don't just automatically hit, yo, sure, thur. Every time one of you jackballs sends me an update, because you want to know what? 9 times out of 10, it fucks me up. My phone's different. The iPhone updates, yeah, okay, sure. But no thank you. All right, on the show today, we have an interesting, fun. This is one of our remotes from Ted's of Beverly Hills last year promoting Tedster. Now, when's Easter this year, man? I mean, everything's kind of jacked up, but today is the 24th. When is Easter? Next Sunday? So this of last year, this is one from the 26th of March. Phil and the gang are at Ted's of Beverly Hills promoting Tedster with the Tedhead eggs, which is very weird. Very weird. Oh, really? Okay. All right. So that's what we're going to do, man. What's new on the horizon here on the Phil Hendry show? Just a lot of work, man, that we're doing behind the scenes, man. I'm going through a lot of old paperwork. I'm going through a lot of just, because I said we're moving our office, as I mentioned to you, and having to just dig through all kinds of shit. Crazy stuff, man, finding all kinds of things, you know, old school stuff. Yeah, so that's kind of what it's been about. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to go shooting with my teacher, Yuri. And then tomorrow afternoon, we're going to do a little more work. probably have some sushi tomorrow night, tomorrow evening sometime. I don't know, man. You know, I'm doing really good on my diet. I'm like down into, but I'm like 226 now. It's been a long fucking haul, man. I mean, it's in February, March. Is that right? Let me see. I can tell you when I started tracking the calories, it was calories. Yeah. The end of January. So it's been February and March. A month and a half, that's it? Pretty good, Phil. You know. So in a month and a half, I've dropped almost 20 pounds. Almost about 25 pounds. Almost 30 pounds, I should say. Oh, about 25 pounds. No, wait, no, wait. Almost 20 pounds. What the hell am I saying? 244 to, 226. So that's, yeah. What the hell am I saying? It's 18 pounds, almost 20 pounds. And in a month and a half. So that is, whatever. What is it? 6 weeks? So that's, why am I having a hard time with this? 6 weeks, 20 pounds. I don't know. It used to be like 5 pounds a week. Sometimes you really drop it fast, but this hasn't been the case. 6 weeks. Isn't that terrible? I can't do the math. Well, 2 is 20. That goes 10 pounds per month. And that would be 2 pounds a week, 3 pounds a week, 2.5 pounds a week. Good Lord. That's about right, though. That's a good pace. So I'm looking to get back down to my fighting weight. My fighting weight, quite frankly, is 205 pounds. So I got a long motherfucking way to go. But Dr. Emery, the late, great Dr. Emery, said to me, Phil, your bone structure, your body structure, you know, and he had me all, you know, in the heart attack range and what's the stroke range and all this shit. You should be 195 pounds, he said to me. 195 pounds, I'd be a fucking stick figure. But I'll go for it. I mean, you know. But you just have to change, man, the way you eat. It's just, that's all there is to it. And if you like food so much that you can't do it, you got to have your Fritos and you have to have your potato chips and you got to have your ice cream, then you really, really have to hit the beach or hit the gym or something. You got to burn that shit off, man. You've got to get that metabolism cranking. And even then, you're not going to be successful. You have to watch the shit you put into your body. But then you also have to, you know, move your fucking body. So we were working here on Saturday, man. I was moving my ass out. It was a very interesting thing that happened on Saturday. I have this thing called plantar fasciitis. It's a sore feet. You get really sore fucking tendons in your feet. And it's common with a lot of people, runners, postmen, anybody that uses their feet a lot. So I all of a sudden got it right after the first show we did in September over at Theater West. Right, I got off the stage, and all of a sudden my feet hurt every goddamn morning, getting up and walking, all kinds of shit. Okay. So I've learned how to do stretching. I've learned how to hydrate. I've learned how to, make sure that you're wearing shoes that have proper support, okay? And that helps. Now, Saturday, for whatever reason, culminated a period of time where I was not drinking a lot of water. I was lifting a lot of shit. I was probably structurally, out of whack. I mean, I was probably, straining here and straining there. And generally, at the end of that day, Saturday, I felt like shit, man. I had the worst fucking tension headache, which took 4 Advil to kill. My feet were, I could barely walk. And I remember getting out of the car. I was going over to, I don't know where the hell I was, but I got out of the car and started walking across a parking lot. And it was all I could fucking do to make it to the front door of where I was going. That hurt that much, right? Okay. So I get home and I've been hydrating all day and I continue to just keep pounding the fucking water and doing those stretches where you're leaning against the wall and you're kind of stretching your calf and your tendons. I was doing that. Like I said, dropped 4 fucking Advil, went to sleep, woke up on Sunday like nothing had ever happened. My feet didn't hurt at all. Everything was, I was like back on track, man. It was crazy. It was crazy, and it was like I didn't even have this plantar fasciitis condition. Look it up sometime. I hope you never get it, man. I'm not kidding you. Painful as hell. All right, and they can treat it. They generally treat it with stretching. They generally treat you ice, you hydrate, you do a lot of things. Worst comes to worst, they will treat it with steroids. They can shoot your feet full of steroids, and I think in some extreme cases, surgery, although I can't even imagine what the fuck that is. All right, kids, that's it, man. That is our pre-show. What do you think of that, huh? Here we go. Boom. I guess I wasn't made for these times.